So, hello, Katie.
Good morning, Mr. C.
Good morning. How's it going?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad.
Sorry.
To give you a proper British answer.
Not too bad, which means it's dog shit.
Which could be anything from...
I've received a massive tax bill to, I don't know, my gran has just died to...
Yeah, not too bad.
It could just be you burnt your toast this morning, but when the Brits say you're not bad, it can be anywhere in between those two sort of markers. Tell me about your morning. What's going on?
Well, we've had lots of really interesting questions from the community because I invited them on Instagram to share their thoughts, and well, it's been overwhelming. I mean, the past few weeks have been really overwhelming because we've been in the Mexican podcast charts.
I know.
Muchas
right?
gracias. And she's Austrian and Swiss and German podcast charts again, and the UK, I seem to remember last week. So yeah, in any case, it's the podcast is being listened to, which is fantastic. A, and B, I've invited our listeners to ask their most pertinent questions.
Fantastic. Just before we move on with the pertinent questions, and not that the number necessarily matters, but where are we in the rankings?
Well,
roughly speaking.
It ebbs and flows, doesn't it, with podcast charts.
Yeah.
It can be different, like, within the matter of hours. But I think peak performance in Mexico was top 40.
Wow.
I think the best one was 37 or something. Yeah, so, yeah, great.
We've been doing this for 8 minutes. Yeah, you know, it's like, to be up on the charts already.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It makes me really happy that the podcast is being well received because, well, not only is it so much fun with you, and this really is our only date time.
That's right. The rest of it's hard graft. This is our
it's
date time.
It's only graft. So, yeah, I'm loving this. And I'm also loving the fact that people like tuning in every week.
I've had that a lot on email and just on phone calls, you know, with people we work with who say, oh, really looking forward to the next installment, as I call it. There's not an installment, Daniel. It's called an episode.
Yeah, you're getting there.
I'm getting there. So that's really cool. I have to say, I was really, really touched by the rankings and the fact that we made it into the Mexican podcast chat is incredible, because that living in Mexico for those few years with you was such an adventure and something I'm really proud that we did because it was a big risk, you know, but it was such an adventure. But to know that we've left such a mark, a positive mark, on those we knew then and those we work with is really quite touching. So happy about that.
That's fantastic. So today I would like to talk about, well, there were several favorite questions asked by the audience, by you out there, but this one really struck a chord with me. So I want to ask you first.
Okay.
So this is by Marianne Reuter. Shout out to you. She's a fantastic designer and works in branding, and she's been a supporter from day one.
Yes.
And so Marianne wants to know, how has our marriage impacted on our business or vice versa?
Wow, great question. You're right. Fireworks going off.
How much time do you have? Really, really good question, because it led me to really dig deep and think about everything we've overcome and gone through and faced in order for us to be here today, 15 years later. So I'm really curious to know
how they've impacted each other respectively. When you put the question to me just now, it made me think of all the conversations we've had with people in our sort of circle of friends, for example, or maybe in sort of a wider professional setting, where they say, I could never imagine working with my partner, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it is, for reasons A, B, C, D, E. And I've always found that a little bit sad, because for me, it's awesome working with you, and it is so much fun working with you. And we've put many things in place to make sure that it stays fun, even though as much as we talk shop and we're always strategizing, we're always problem solving, right?
Our girls know.
And the girls know. Hence, why don't you just start a fucking podcast? And here we have Babylon. So how it's impacted us, I suppose off the top of my head, it's taught us, certainly taught me, to cherish those moments outside of work, and there aren't that many because we do work a lot of hours, particularly at the moment, but in those moments that you cherish, to really make them into a ritual of sorts, or rather to attach a certain ritual to it. So I suppose off the top of my head, evening dinner, for example. For most people, dinner is just a functional thing, right? It keeps you alive. It's not really there to entertain most people. Most people, I would argue, would go for a quick fix over doing something that is a bit more time intensive, takes a bit more effort. Particularly on a weekday, people might say, do you know what, I'm going to cook something nice for me and maybe my partner at the weekend. But I would argue a lot of people will get home from a long day's work and will go, oh, shit, I've got to cook. Should we just get takeout? Or shall we go somewhere? Or I don't know, I've got some crackers kicking around the cupboard and some old cheese, some pate. Shout out to my mother, okay? Right? And I'll make do. Whereas thinking about how it's directly impacted us, we've come to really cherish those moments where it's just not work-related, and we've sort of fostered rituals that go with it. So case in point about cooking dinner, for example, we'll sort of, when we touch base throughout the day, we'll go, ah, how do you fancy such and such a night? Like steak and avocado. Like I love avocado, coriander and lime. Like lime, coriander, shout out to our Mexican friends, right? It's my all-time favorite flavor combination, right? And if we touch base, say, 11 in the morning, go, oh, what's going on? Oh, here's a shit show. This is brilliant. Oh, that's a bit stressful, whatever. Hey, how do you fancy steak tonight? And then what we'll do is we'll set a marker, a beacon on the horizon, where you go, no matter the shit you've got to deal with, okay? And it's very rare, thankfully, you have to, but no matter the stressors, the deadlines, and so on and so forth, you've got that in the horizon to aim for. And then we get there. And then it's not just the eating. You'll come and sit with me while I prep, and we'll talk. We'll have a few drinks and some antipasti or something. And so you end up ritualizing what could actually be a really mundane thing. And I would say it wasn't always the case, particularly when we were starting out and our girls were really young, because it was just, you just wanted to eat Viennetta with your fists and then just like fall into bed face first.
Yeah.
But over time, as the girls have become more grown up and we found our feet in what we're doing, and you grow into your role, you become more confident, and then you really embrace entrepreneurship and you love it and you live for it. You can relax in those quieter moments. And so that's the first thing I think of is, the quieter moments, we create nice rituals to
I love that.
To be doing. Yeah. What about you? Comes to mind.
So I guess to answer the other way around, so you've just answered, so how business has influenced our marriage. If I had to answer the other one, so how our marriage has come to influence or impact on the way we do business.
Yeah.
I'd say because we've grown so much as people, we talked about that before, and together as a couple as well in our, well, almost two decades together. So we've seen each other grow.
Yeah.
And we've seen each other take risks and step up and like reach a major achievement, take off another major milestone. So there's this deeply embedded trust that whatever you take on, you're going to master, you're going to smash it.
Oh, yeah, 100% ditto. So
from having observed you, as it were, in a personal role, in a personal capacity, as a human being, as a friend, as a partner, as a husband, as a daddy, I know who you are, and you have my 100% like confidence, trust in your capabilities. So I'd follow you blindly in business because I know exactly wherever you go next or whatever you decide to pivot towards is going to be great.
Thank you.
And yeah, so that's allowed me as well to sort of grow with you as a business owner, to take measured risk, to put myself out there, to step up. It's so encouraging and it's so empowering, even though I don't like the word, but like it's so uplifting to know whatever you do next in life, you've got somebody alongside you who'll have your back or who'll be a step ahead of you, yeah. or maybe a step behind you, or just next to you, but you'll always get there together.
Yes.
And that this is how it's always been. Like, our growth has never been the same.
I was just about to say,
me venturing out and discovering this tool, yes. or this coaching hack, or this, I don't know, whatever it was, yeah. me venturing out, yeah. and then I come home and tell you, and you go, so it's always been, or the other way around, where you just have a really good idea in business or in our private lives, where you say, darling, whatever happens, we need to do this.
Yes.
And I follow you. So, yeah, growth is always like a zigzag movement. Yes. For us as a couple or as business owners as well. But it's really lovely to see, and it gives me a great sense of peace.
Yeah, absolutely.
And having that peace is a fantastic foundation for creativity, for my own mental health, yeah. for my happiness. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, I know even if I failed completely, and I can't picture it, and you don't, and, you know, touch wood, I don't want to jinx it, but even if I failed phenomenally tomorrow,
yeah.
I'd always know we'd be fine because yeah. we're a team.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know what this makes me think of? You know those scenes from the old Wild West movies where you've got two guys on one of those train carriages with the levers that they'd have to pump up and down? That's us.
That's us.
That's us.
That's a really good image. Yeah.
Because we've always pulled each other up to the next rung.
Mm.
And it's rarely been that we've both moved up together in terms of, I don't know, we've shared successes at the same time. We've obviously had joint successes.
Rarely.
But it's rarely we've had... like respective successes at the same time. It just there's no rhyme or reason to it. It just so happens that one of us will have a flurry, a burst of success, mm-hmm. and it will then culminate in one of us contributing to the other, be it with the time or the resource, financially, for example. I mean, mm-hmm. we've over the years we've pulled each other both up. Because we've said, you know what, we need to be investing in this, or we need to be, we need to be dedicating more resource to that. And that's what it has. It's a cliche, but it has to be a team effort.
Always. Yeah, and always. Absolutely.
And when we met, I was the one-man wolf pack. And
yeah, absolutely. You were. Yeah. And so, me too.
Yeah.
Me too. Because we were never team players. Because.
No.
Well, for many different reasons, but we just learned very quickly and early on that you can only rely on yourself,
yes.
quote unquote, yeah. which I believe wholeheartedly is no longer the case.
True.
Also it's great for me as a woman in particular to know that even if you weren't there, God forbid, but like I'm in such a strong position now because we got there together that I'm not riding on your coattails.
Sure.
Like, you're not supporting my little side business.
No.
We're both on par.
Yeah.
And that's great for me as well, because I want to be like that living role model to our children, who happen to be girls.
Yeah.
So to our girls.
Yes.
To say, look, you know, don't just hope you marry rich.
But yeah, exactly. This reminds me of my other favorite nugget of just shit translation out there, of Augenhöhe, doing business at an eye level. Can I just interject and say that it's one of those things, you know, I prefer to say on an equal footing. We are and always have been on an equal footing. Even when one of us has been more successful, less successful, the equal footing has always been established. And it just occurs to me, because it's something I see in every sort of... awful DIY translation job you'll get from some.
Yes, that's true. I love it. Yes, I love the communication. Well, you'd hope so.
I hope so.
Ear level, foot level.
That's right. What about the rest of the body? Just the eyes. Yeah. Sorry, I get distracted.
That's a really good tangent, though. On an equal footing doesn't always have to be financially.
No, it rarely is.
It rarely is. Well. In our case, but also as parents, it's not just your money you're giving, it's your time, your most valued resource.
Yeah.
Like you'd never have the time. You carve out the nuggets of time the pockets,
yeah,
so precious to you.
The little whispers.
And you'd sort of willingly give them to the other,
yeah,
without there being any resentment. Mm-hmm. Like, there were many nights where you were working late, or many early mornings where I pick up the slack or take the girls to school or do the majority of the chores, and then another week goes by,
yeah,
and it's the same for me.
Yeah.
And you do the lion's share of the things. We've got pets that need walking and all that.
Yes. Which reminds it takes me back to reality from this lovely podcast.
You know, it's always, it's never 50-50. No. It's always, we're making it work, but intuitively. Yeah. I think that's the best word to describe our personal and business relationship. Yeah. We're very intuitive.
Sorry, I was going to say, yes, it's a leading one before I forget. There's nothing more passive-aggressive than saying, well, you had 45 minutes with your friends at racquetball last week.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Now it's my turn. Another great point of where it's influenced, where business influenced our marriage and the other way around as well. It's that you have to avoid those pitfalls.
Yes.
Where
my turn mentality is the killer.
Yes.
The silent killer of any relationship. I know we touched upon that in an earlier episode, but...
Oh, in terms of talking about resentment.
Yeah.
Unmut. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that the correct? Yeah. I learned. But yes, that would be another key point, I think, of how it's of how they've mutually influenced each other. Yeah.
Mm.
Sorry I interrupted you there, but I just had to get it out. I was like, let's go.
That's fine.
Yeah.
You're also becoming a better listener.
Thank you.
Well, really, like an active listener. I know you're always eager to share, so sometimes it's a bit like, come on, finish already, because I know what she's wanting to say.
Hi, my name's Danny and I'm a puppy and I just want to play and share.
But yeah, because we run a business together, that's sort of seeped into our private life as well.
Yeah.
That you now know how to operate a shared calendar.
Yeah.
On Google.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And you really try and listen.
This is borderline condescension. I'm not going to lie.
No, but like, seriously.
I get it.
Seriously, because I know life is maximum excitement.
Yeah.
All the time. And so much happens in any given day.
True.
That when we do sit down together, and I really mean that, it's not it shouldn't come across as patronizing because it's not meant that way. When we do sit down and create those rituals, like whether over steak and avocado or whatever else is cooking, or whether it's in the hot tub or in front of the fire, inside or outside, when we have those rituals that really are such a, sanctuary in my day, you really are such an active listener. You really do take an active interest in whatever's been going on during the day.
Thank you.
I know that must be so hard because you sometimes sit at home when I'm in the office and we don't see each other all day. Mm-hmm. Contrary to popular opinion, like, we don't see each other all day.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't, because I take the girls to school and then I sit in the office and then I come home.
Yeah.
And then we have to offload, but take it in turns.
Yeah.
And also, yeah, there's just this great level of empathy, I would say.
Yeah.
If I know you're having a shit of a day,
yeah,
I'm not going to offload my shit on top of that.
True.
That's
true. Very respectful.
That's the shit day privilege. You know, whoever calls it first gets to just bathe themselves a bit in all their feelings and be indulged a bit, because, that's this unspoken rule we have. Like, whoever calls it first, whoever has a shit day first, officially, gets to be pampered.
I like it. Yeah.
Because we can't both be negative. Like, we always pull each other up.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. That was a great question to be asked, you know.
Really?
Shout,
good.
Big thanks.
Shout. Awesome. Well, so thank you so much for sending this in. And there's something here on the table. Hang on.
Just
I'll share this with you.
Bloody good
read. If you're watching this, so bloody good read. Have you read it yet?
Yes.
The blurb on the back.
I've started reading it.
This is my new book. If you're just listening and not watching this, this is my new book, which is entitled The Corporate Influencer Marketing Code. And I'm not just holding this into the camera or telling you about this because I'm such a fantastic author. But because I really truly believe that I've created something here, I've distilled something here that could be of could be a real benefit, a real asset to many of you. So if you're starting out on LinkedIn in particular, or if you've always felt like you're not quite 100% sure as to what you should post, how it all works, what makes a great post, and all these questions, do I need to interact with others? Can you give me some examples for some good hooks or frameworks or copywriting best practices? Like all the things I've been asked over the years, training businesses and coaching, CXOs. This is it. So this is my gift to you. You can order it on Amazon, just putting it out there. And I really do hope that it makes a difference in your life. Certainly hope so that you can post faster and more confidently. So that's the general aim.
Fantastic, yeah.
Right. So thank you so much for listening today. I would say we shall see you or hear each other
next week. Next time. Hey. Bye.
Take care. Bye.